When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Every one of these is the same. Everyone, I feel like an old person talking about heavy metal or rap or something.
Didn't know you didn't like Amos Lee.
Is this Amos?
Yeah.
What is this?
It's on a Zac Brown song.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
But I love Amos. I hate country music. Amos is a good friend of mine.
This one got a little more twang to it.
Yeah. So he's from Philly, the guy singing here. He is a good friend of Tommy Down the Shore. Let's say, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Can you be from Philly and sing country music?
Yeah, well, Taylor Swift did it.
He's not a country artist, but true. He has country friends.
Okay.
He's not a country artist.
Yeah, he's folky.
Yeah, he can be folky sometimes. He can be smooth sometimes, too.
He
got a lot to him.
That was like, I would say 2010, 2011, 2012, this Amos.
Well, that was
that's
his...
Old?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was his overalls and piece of hay in the mouth era. You know, he's buddies with Zac Brown or whatever. So that's why.
I just visualized that.
I talked to him about his different eras, and I have some takes about his music. He doesn't always like, you know. So I love his music, but I have some takes. I screwed that up. There we go. It is 3:30 on Friday. It's been a while. We are joined by the number one meteorologist in all of America, the most accurate, some say, Tornado Shapiro.
Hey, what's the problem there, fella? You don't like hearing about every bone in your soul? Come on. What a weekend. Beautiful weather in Philadelphia. It's 50 degrees. It's January 9th, and my New Year's resolutions are shot. We got a Purdy quarterback coming today. That's okay. Our offense ain't that Purdy either. Come on. Our starters are rested. Our fans are rested. Even Lenny Dykstra's arrested. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, I gotta say, Happy New Year. I know you said yesterday was your last day, but I haven't talked to you in a while. Hope everybody had a nice holiday. I was a little delayed coming back myself from my Caribbean vacation in Venezuela.
Oh, here we go. You spent a vacation in Venezuela, huh?
Yeah, who doesn't like going down on the big V? Come on, I'm not talking about Jalapulavati Vita either.
He's talking about Venezuela.
Yeah, I was down there one year hanging out with Ugues Urbina.
Oh, no, here we go. An ex-Philly, of course.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was me, Ike, Miggy Cabrera, Howard Mudd, Ted Plum, and Urbina. We were out at Benihana's. Happened on a a great local rock band down there called Peru Review. Hello. You know Benny Hanna's, right? They chop your meat up for you and they light it on fire.
Yes, of course. Everyone knows Benny Hanna. Yeah.
Well, Oogie brought his own knife and he offered to cut everybody's steak for them. All of a sudden, Howard Plum got a piece of meat stuck in his throat. Oh, my. I'm sorry, Howard Mudd. You got too many fruits and vegetables.
Oh, God.
Plum turned him around and he went for Mudd. He ended up saving Howard Mudd's life with the Heimlich, just like he did Buddy Ryan.
Wow.
This afternoon. It was coming in. I don't know if it started yet, but we do have some showers. I'm still trying to confirm field conditions for Sunday. I was texting with Devin. Yeah, that's right. I really do text with Devin, unlike Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz said conversing with Devin, but I do believe you more than I believe him.
She doesn't even know Buzz works at the radio station, because I asked her about it. She said, Buzz, it's only 2:30 in the afternoon. Come on, smoke them if you got them. So I'm looking at the station's Facebook page, and I saw a list of everyone's New Year's resolutions.
I did not know that we had that listed for the station.
Five likes.
Five likes.
Myself, I'm cutting out drinking, smoking, and pinching asses. I'll try to cut some of the other bad stuff out, too.
I don't think the ass pinching is something that you really should be doing anymore.
You know, I'm with you, Spike. They keep moving the goalposts. Who knows what you're allowed to do anymore? Well, last year, you know, I vowed to stop dating gas station girls.
And why is that?
Well, I know, you know, somebody benefits Slim Jims, day-old dogs, free nuts. But, you know, I just couldn't get past knowing she'd been pumping diesel all day. And I'm a Big Shaq fan. Come on!
Yeah.
Sunday cooler at kickoff. Winds gusts up to 30 miles an hour up the south, but fragrant, depending on how good the offense looks. By the way, I agree with Sirianni. Rest in the starters. I know it works in our business. You ever see Bill Henley with 2 weeks rest? he comes back firing like a tiger. His thermometer's at full mast, Doppler bulging out, barometric pressure's on the rise. There's not a storm front or a weather guy within 50 miles to stand a chance against wild Bill Henley on 2 weeks rest. Believe me. And don't forget the Niners. They got to travel all the way across the country. Do you remember DJ Lady Spank from Baby Got Back Bay 104 FM, Santa Clara's Hip Hop?
I do not.
Well, the lady and I drove cross country once. We drove from San Francisco to West Wildwood. We got to see the entire country through a windowless, carpeted van.
Oh, my God.
We picked up a waitress in Cheyenne. She wasn't too shy after we got through Wyoming. And we met up with a couple of storm chasers in Oklahoma. The Twister sisters, Tanya and Tongue. Come on.
Tongue.
They threw that polka dot mat on the floor. Tanya spun the wheel. It came up left foot blue. She needed the money.
Okay. Where was Ike?
Ike was waiting for us in West Wildwood at the West Side Saloon with a bag full of Scrapple Bites.
That makes sense.
Scrapple Bites?
Yeah, makes sense.
I'll tell you, at least we don't have to hear about the backup quarterbacks this week, unless Purdy's finger still hurts. Best backup quarterback ever was from Lebanon, PA, a fella named Dick Shiner.
Dick Shiner, huh?
Dick Shiner was the best backup. He was the backup to Sonny Jurgensen in Washington. I met Dick at the Lower Delaware Gridiron Club sports banquet. It was me, Ike, the Shiner, Rusty Coons, Jim Bob Cooter, Dick Harder from Penn, and Chubby Cox. Chubby was a hoopster shooting guard out of Roxborough High.
No more forecast. Give the weather.
Sunday,
the weather.
40 degrees to kick off. Temperatures have dropped faster than the small town weather girl's drawers. 50-50 shot of scoring. Come on! You're not getting this anywhere else. The world's most accurate forecast. Tornado Shapiro, you've had enough time. How about a little music, please?
No. When it started in Venezuela, I knew it was bad news.
Yep.
I knew it was bad news.
First line.
Yep. Dick Shiner was an actual quarterback. did actually back up Sonny Jurgensen. Yeah. So that is a real one.
Is Chubby Cox not a real player?
I don't know.
That name sounded familiar.
It does sound familiar. Jim Bob Cooter, real.
That was a coach, right?
Yeah, Dick Harter, real. Rusty Koontz.
What was his name?
Dick Harter. So stupid.
Like when your parents do that, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're done. You're done. Yeah.
It's got to become a joke.
They're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's right. Cruel.
Like Richard Bagg, the guy that used to work here.
Yes. Yeah. Who insisted on going by Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was trying to do it before you could. Yeah, I always thought Dick Bagg was our chief engineer at YSP and then later at IP. And, you know, his name was Richard Bagg, but he went by Dick. I always assumed that he was doing that so nobody could do it to him.
Right.
Right. So nobody could call him that. He's like, I already called. It's the Eminem style, 8 Mile, right? He's going to say everything about himself so you can't say it.
Yeah, but, I mean,
what?
Do you think his parents realized maybe 10 years in it was a mistake or immediately?
Well, it must have been rough in grade school,
well, yes.
And middle
dad
school,
knew.
And high school. Yeah.
Dad, do you think he's like, this is going to be funny?
Yeah. Yes.
No way she's going to go for Richard Bagg. You know what I mean?
Well, unless his dad is named Richard.
Sure. Yeah. He could have been the second.
Could have been. Great engineer as well. Jack, there is an update on the Bo Bichette situation.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Stopwatch is on, Fritz.
It is? Okay, well, hold on. Max Kepler got suspended 80 games for testing positive for PEDs, which is hilarious.
Absolutely. He's got to get different PEDs.
Yeah.
Call LeBron.
Get the good ones.
Yeah.
Get the good ones. So, from Bob Clappish,
yep,
who has covered the Yankees for a long time, works for the New York...
The Yankees.
The Yankees. Covers the
Daily
Yankees.
Daily News, right? Clappish? Yeah.
Yeah. The Newark Star Ledger.
Oh, okay. Yes. Maybe he used to be Dylan News.
Maybe. Okay. Covered the Yankees for 30-some years. So he wrote today that the Yankees don't appear to have a plan B ready. Outfielder Kyle Tucker is too expensive, and infielder Bo Bichette is almost certainly headed to the Phillies, where Don Mattingly, his former bench coach in Toronto, will assume that same role at the other end of the Jersey Turnpike.
Here's the thing.
A lot of smoke out there about Bo.
It's not going to happen. There's too much smoke. Somebody is strategically telling everyone that Bo Bichette is going to the Phillies.
Yeah.
I would ask you this. What advantage does it give anyone here to get Bo Bichette to the Phillies if he's going to the Phillies, right? Mm-hmm. It gives the Phillies no advantage whatsoever because it incentivizes, the Phillies wouldn't tell anyone this because it would just incentivize a different team to say, oh no, we have to go for Bo Bichette now. Mm-hmm. I also think it would only incentivize Bo Bichette's side if they were trying to get somebody else to bid. It doesn't incentivize them to give anyone this information if it's true.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True, it only incentivizes them if they want to get bids from other teams.
Right.
I'm just not buying it.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it anymore.
And you probably know better, Fritz. I know the Bryce thing, even though we all knew that the Phillies were interested, it still didn't have this much smoke around it leading up to the signing. I mean, hell, we had basically given up the day that he signed.
Right.
Yeah. So, and what about Schwarber? Was that not this time? Initially?
Initially, it was quiet. The one that I would compare it to is Trey. Like Trey,
it was a lot of smoke.
It was
Trey.
Very early that they wanted one of those shortstops, and Trey was their guy.
Okay,
but still, this is happening very fast and
out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, and the report last night from Nightingale about how Bo Bichette reached out to the Phillies to express interest in playing for them right around the holidays. Once he figured out that Don Mattingly was going to be the bench coach, I thought that was an interesting one.
Listen, no disrespect to Don Mattingly. He's going where they're going to give him the money that he's looking for.
Yes.
Not the bench coach.
Now, maybe he wants the Phillies to give them the most money.
Right.
But I don't think the Phillies, to me, the way that these have all been written is like, I said this before the show, is like if you want to buy a house that you can't really afford, you go into it and you're like, well, if we get rid of the second car, if we don't buy any clothes this week, if a kid comes out of private school, we send them to public school, then we can scrape together the money. And then if we get it for 20 grand less than they're asking, then we could do it. This is what it feels like with the Phillies.
But it's not that much roster maneuvering.
Well, you got to get, you have to get somebody to take Bohm. I'm sure you can get somebody to take Bohm's $10.5 million. It was also written that they need some.
And he's a good player.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell everyone that.
It was also written that they need to get somebody to at least pay some of Castellanos' salary, which I don't think a team is incentivized to do, or they would have done it already, especially when they've said they're already moving on from him. And it also requires you to get. To move on from JT, whatever, but to get something from a financial standpoint that doesn't cost you anywhere near JT.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to have to be.
I think Ryan Jeffers settled for around six.
Yeah, but it's something.
It's something. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It is something.
It feels like they're trying to scrape it. It doesn't feel realistic to me. Who knows? Now, maybe there's no market for Bo Bichette.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's that I think maybe the reason that he reached out to the Phillies around the holidays is. He realized that Kyle Tucker's going back to the Blue Jays. I think Bo Bichette wants to go back to the Blue Jays. But I don't think that they have a spot for him. You know, they signed Okamoto. They have Jimenez at shortstop. They are going to move Ernie Clement to second base. And they already have Vladdy, who they're paying $500 million.
So this is a panic from Bo Bichette realizing that he's not going back to Toronto.
Correct. Right. And with the Blue Jays, or the Phillies, his house is 10 minutes from the Phillies facility down in Florida. And I don't think the Don Mattingly thing is everything. But at least he'd be going to a place where he has some familiarity with someone who he's very close to with Toronto. So... like, I hear you. It's a lot of things all coming together. But the other thing that I think is interesting is the Phillies usually don't let stuff out like this because they know that what is happening right now is just putting even more pressure on them to get it done.
It really is.
Because everyone's hopes now are high again. So it's almost like they got to close it out. I mean, I know that maybe this gets more suitors in, but I don't know who they are. Everyone says the Dodgers, but the Dodgers haven't really put anything out there. The Cubs doesn't seem like it. The Yankees has felt fake the entire time. I mean, it just might be a perfect match of his market's not there and the Phillies can get him not for what they thought, maybe heading into the free agency.
Maybe. Feels fake to me, though. But we'll who see. Knows? Who knows?
Meetings on Monday?
Meetings on Monday. Zoom meeting, though. Zoom meeting.
He's on his honeymoon.
Per my father-in-law, Joe, Chubby Cox was Kobe Bryant's uncle. I played Little League with him. And he told me this the other day. My father-in-law also played Little League with Mayock.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Chubby Cox, real guy.
I'd heard the name before.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. The great Kristen in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Kristen?
Hey, what's up, guys? I wanted to say thank you to the gentleman that had my back.
OG Wade.
Yeah, OG Wade. Oh, yeah, OG Wade. I don't know if you want him on your side. But I'm not going to call him a snake. He's not a snake, but he's a little slippery.
Well, she's pro Jalen.
Yes, he is. He is the most pro Jalen person we've ever met.
Yes, I am. I am not an enabler. I'm a supporter.
That's right.
Because I know what Jalen Hurts can do. But anywho, I also want to respond to the infamous Chuck. I do not know who he is yet, but I feel like he's intimidated by me, so it is what it is, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Well,
so
how tall are you? How tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
5'7".
Yeah, then he is intimidated.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you called that accurately. No offense to Chuck.
So, also, I wanted to talk about, well, I know the Eagles is going to win. And the only thing, it would, for me, it would not be turnovers. It would be the penalties. Mm. Because the penalties are hitting us hard this season.
Yep.
And this is a pro season. This is the postseason. And with the playoffs, Jalen Hurts is turning nothing over. He's definitely not turning anything over. Mm-hmm. So that's pure fact. But also, I want to say that it's ridiculous that anybody would think that the Eagles would get rid of Nick Sirianni because of what he is to the team. See, he's not like other coaches. What he is, he actually cares about his team. And these are a team of very young people. And he actually has the patience for them. Okay? This is like literally like Gen Z. So, like literally, almost the whole team is Gen Z. You have the millennials like about to leave.
Yep.
You know? But no one's going to be able to run that team as well as Nick Sirianni because of what he means to them and what they mean to him. If somebody else would come in, they're going to have a big problem. Okay, we have A.J. Brown for crying out loud. Okay, so they're not going to be able to handle that and talk to him the way they want to talk to him because then A.J. Brown will be leaving because he might be getting, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I think John Harbaugh would do a good job. Of course he would do a good job.
Yes, of course he would.
But I agree. I don't think they're incentivized in any way to get rid of Nick Sirianni for John Harbaugh. I think it's silly.
Here's the thing. When you work for a person and they have your back, especially in authority, like a boss or something, and a boss treats you like family and stuff like that, you're going to want to come to work. You're going to work hard. But yep. I don't think anybody else can do what he does for that team, and that's why they're winning. They yeah. win all the time.
Yeah,
and that's why they're where they are today, because of who he is as a coach and how he treats his players.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think it's crazy.
Didn't they just give him an extension?
They did. The last offseason.
And yeah. another thing, too.
Yeah.
What do you think about an upset?
Not happening.
I'm not talking about the Eagles
oh.
and the 49ers.
What upset?
I know they're going to beat the 49ers. But last year we had an upset. You know what that upset was?
The Commanders Washington? Beat the Lions. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Now, what if, and I've been thinking about this too, because everybody's underestimating the Panthers.
There's
but y'all
no way.
Forget, they forget. I mean, let me tell you something. They forget that last season when we played the Panthers, they almost beat us.
The Commanders were good last year. They won 12 games.
Yes, but the Panthers are good this year.
No, they're not. No, they're not. The Panthers are 8-9. And there were nine.
Everybody's talking about they beat the Rams.
Well, okay.
And everybody's underestimating.
But the Giants beat us. There is no way. That there is aside from a bunch of people getting injured.
The same thing about the Commanders beating the Lions, and everybody was shocked. Like I don't even like the Lions. And everybody said, because they always hold the Lions over the Eagles' head like they somebody, and we
Kristen,
got rid of them this week.
There's no way. Mm-hmm. I would be, thank you for the call, as always, Kristen. I would be stunned if the Panthers beat the Rams again.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. New question, Ike.
What you got?
You can only choose one. Bichette signs with the Phils, or the Eagles beat the Niners?
Yeah, the Eagles beat the Niners.
What Stop. Do you think the percentage? What Stop. Do you think the percentage is at?
80%.
Come on. What if I told you it was lower?
I'd be shocked.
63%.
Wow.
It's 63-37. That is shocking.
We did it.
Yeah.
That who's we?
We. We got it almost to 40%. That is almost to 40.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Love it.
Especially considering
how dead the team is. Everyone hates the team.
Not everybody hates the team, but he's not going to turn them into a World Series contender.
He's not Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're already a World Series contender, but he doesn't.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes,
well,
yeah.
In other words, everybody is the Dodgers and everybody else.
Yes, it does not change that.
Yes, it doesn't change that equation.
And it's not even on our show Twitter. It's on the actual WIP Twitter, so there's like a lot of votes.
I'm glad Fritz didn't put it on our show.
3,400. Well, he lost the password.
Yeah, I don't have the password.
Yeah. And then he lost the password because he realized he changed the password to something about me loving New York.
Yep, forgot.
And he forgot that he had done that.
And I used too many logins, and now we're trying to find out what the email used to be, and my phone's not linked to it for some reason, nor is Porter's phone. So we got a big old investigation on how to get back into our Twitter show.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
So we're not going to have tweets from the show.
Well, they're on the station account.
But we're not going to have tweets from the show.
No, we are not.
Right now.
We are not.
Hopefully by Monday. My team's working on it.
Okay, your team.
Your team.
All right. Jaws joins us next. Oh, why don't you tell us where we can go see Joe Conklin?
Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra in Story of Philly Sports. Put to music. Come on, man. You can't miss this. At the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey on Saturday, February 21st. Get your tickets at JoeConklin.com. JoeConklin.com.
All right. Jaws is next. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.